Joining me for today's press conference, I'm pleased to welcome the CEO and General Manager of Keolis Commuter Services, Abdellah Shijai, to share a little bit about the additional train service that will be in place through the month of October.
Thank you, Mayor Pangalo. Thank you, Chief of Police Miller. So I'm Abdellah Shijai. I'm the CEO of Keolis Commuter Services, the MBTA operating partner for the commuter rail. Keolis is proud this year to partner with MBTA and to partner with the Mayor Pangalo to meet that incredible public demand to visit Salem in October and to try to get people out of their car into the commuter rail. Because basically experiencing the Salem this month should be an adventure. It doesn't mean that getting there has to be one. So and commuter rail is a reliable and a safe option to get here. So we are increasing the service. So basically every weekend in October, you will get a train every 30 to 40 minutes from North Station to Salem. I wanted to highlight the fact that we are expecting high level of ridership and major crowds. So I would like to ask our passengers to help us make their journey safer and basically follow the instruction of our train crew and also stay behind the yellow line. It's the obvious, but I just want to say it. And never go onto the train track. And I wanted to add a few highlights. So why this year is also different from previous years. The first one is for the fall, we are bringing back the late night service, and that has started last Monday, yesterday. And this late night service means that the last train that is leaving now Salem to North Station at Boston is leaving at 12:35 a.m. So that's good for people to get back to Boston. And I would like also to ask all riders that there is now the $10, it's a reminder, there is a $10 weekend pass that they can use. And this year, comparatively to the previous year, they can use it on the bank holiday, the federal holidays. All riders can purchase their ticket through the mTicket app. And to finish that, I would just to say thank you to Mayor Pangalo, and thank you to the MBTA, and we hope everyone enjoys a great Halloween season. Thank you very much.
So $10 ticket to take the train, it's going to cost you $50 or more to park in Salem, $75 if you get a ticket, so it's definitely a better deal to take the commuter rail if you're able to. Just to provide some additional context to the numbers that I mentioned earlier, so we averaged about 80 to 82,000 people every Saturday in October last year, and it ranged from about 40 to over 100,000 one Saturday. We have about 4,000 public parking spaces downtown, and when we add our satellite lots, that's an additional 1,300 spaces. So even with those additional satellite spaces, we don't have the capacity for parking that many people. So we rely on our partners at the commuter rail in Keolis. We rely on the Salem Ferry. If you go to salemferry.com, you can find out more about taking the fast ferry from Boston. We'll be upgrading from the 150 passenger ferry to a larger vessel that has 600 passenger capacity halfway through the month. So it won't be running on a more frequent schedule, but it will be running a larger vessel, and that is weather dependent. So you wanna make sure you check in advance before going, but it's a very pleasant way to come to Salem from the Boston area. It's about a 45 to 50 minute ferry ride, and we strongly encourage you to consider that as well. It takes you right to Salem Wharf on Blaney Street.